You know, the real hard piece, though, is my 14-year-old son at the time. He sat down to dinner, and I was like, hey, what do you think about mom doing OnlyFans? And I said, I need you to understand, you are going to walk into school, and some kid's going to hold up a phone, and I'm going to be naked on it.
I'm so for real. See me, just put me on Craigslist, mom. So you know, like, you know how they're about to come treat me at school, and you're still going to do this, bro?
Yeah, man. I'm positive the dad isn't in the picture. Almost positive. So what does this say about this woman? She's a terrible person? Pretty much. I doubt it's for the money either. She just wants the attention and feel validated since she's older. She willing to ruin her son's life to get attention and feel validated again. It's pathetic.
Telling me you know that they're going to be at school airdropping you butt naked to everybody. They're going to airdrop you butt naked to me. And you still feel like it's okay for you to still go do it?
If you're a 10 and this girl's a 5, you lost
how
me.
How did that go?
Because how'd you do that? And how'd then like try to come back?
Can I be real with you? Look, what if that guy found, you know, certain traits in that so-called 5 rather than you? Maybe you didn't peep that situation where he was communicating to you as best as he could, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was whenever he vented to you, you know, you put him down. Maybe in that 5, right?
Yeah.
He found that, I don't know, I guess closure or leisure or whatever that situation is.
That's also true.
Yeah, I'll take a woman who could give me a peace of mind over looks any day. I don't know about a 5, maybe a 6.5, 7. But yeah, ladies, looks aren't everything. I mean, looks will get you in the door. It'll get you poked. But keeping a man around for years and years, decades and decades, nah, looks not going to do that. All that time and effort you put in your looks, that's not going to keep a man. It will attract a man for a one-night stand, but that's about it. Do the inner work. And don't put so much focus on the outer.
Listen, brother, you got to get on the top bunk. So he was like, listen, young brother, I can't get on the top bunk. He said, no, I'm an older guy, man. You know, you should take the top bunk because you're younger. You can get up and down easier.
Right.
So me thinking I'm this masculine, super macho man, you know, I'm like, yo, I'm not getting on nobody's top bunk. So we talked back and forth for about 20 minutes. He convinced me to take the top bunk. That night, I stayed in the cell with him and we just talked all night. So long story short, after breakfast, he was like, yo, what are you about to do? I said, I want to go back to, I'm about to go back to the cell. He was like, nah, come with me to the yard. I go with him to the yard. As soon as we go to the yard, he clap his hands. He goes like this. About 30 Muslims lined up. And he said, I'm Mujahid. He said, if I would have got on that top bunk, I would have killed you this morning.
Wow.
You know, he was the imam, meaning the high priest.
Okay, the lesson we're going to learn from this, people, is humble yourself. Yeah, walk through life and be humble. Because first off, you never know who you're talking to. People so, you know, free with being disrespectful and loud and talking to people however they want. Nah, I don't care. I don't give a, you know, all this. Hey, never know who you're talking to. Might mess around and get clipped, running off at your mouth to the wrong person. And don't let looks fool you either. Somebody might look like they soft or like they can't fight. Never know. And even if they can't fight, you don't know, who they related to. It's best to just be humble.
You think dating a toxic man is exhausting? Try dating a mature one. That is exhausting. Because you know what these mature men do? They come to you with solutions and communication and reassurance and all of that good stuff. And you know what that means? If I feel like something's not right, that's on me. I don't want that account.
Yeah, ladies, this is why you shouldn't get around in your younger years and date toxic guys. Because you get used to it and almost become accustomed to it. Maybe even like it a little bit. So when you actually do get with a decent guy who would make a good partner, you don't even know what to do with that. You're almost disgusted by it. Like, what is this? I don't get to be my same toxic self because he's doing everything he's supposed to do? No, I don't like that. I can't browbeat him and nag him to death because he's actually being a good person? Yuck. That gives modern women the ick. But this goes to the whole theory about once she for the streets, she always for the streets. Because now she doesn't even know how to function in a healthy relationship, even if she wanted to at that point. Ladies, stay out the streets to begin with. You don't gotta worry about these problems.
Accountability? There's no toxicity. They have no interest in fighting at all. I'm walking in here ready to pop off, and I'm walking out reflecting and healing.